El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but unfortunately for them, they can't, so they listen to us.
Yay!
Thank you, Bud. Bud Dickman with us, along with Robert Leonard, and welcome to the program. Our Phil Hendry Free, Phil Hendry Podcast, episode 11, featuring The Greenskeeper, which is a stone smash hit. It's the greatest phone call, the greatest single phone call that has ever been heard in the history of talk radio, is that particular bit called The Greenskeeper. We feature it on episode 11 of the Free Phil Hendry Podcast. Go to our homepage, philhendryshow.com. That's on the web, and download it. Download the hell out of it. Download it for friends. Download it for yourself. Download it many times and keep it in different places, but download it. All right. We're going to start things out the way we did last night with a discussion of immigration and what we've been doing here. Last evening, we had on Rick Shadova. Tonight, we're going to have on Raj Fanin and family to talk about immigration. These are people, in the cases of both Mr. Shadova and Mr. Fanin, they're both immigrants. Mr. Shadova, a citizen of the United States, though, from becoming a citizen as he immigrated here from England. Mr. Fanin has his green card. He is... has his work permit to work in the United States, but both men with very strong opinions about the Supreme Court's ruling on immigration. Now, last night you heard sort of, and I heard a lot of people saying that it was a kind of a theoretical argument. It was a philosophical argument that Mr. Shadova was making, saying, "Well, you know, there's no real illegal immigration in the United States. America is a land of immigrants, and so everyone that's here is here legally." Mr. Fanin, where are you from originally, sir?
Well, I come from Alexandria, Egypt. With my family, came to California. And my son has been born here, and I have a brother here. We have extended this business that we have. We do insulation, aircraft insulation.
You do aircraft insulation?
Yes, sir, to fuselage this kind of work. And to extend a shop into Arizona. We also have family in Arizona. We have people that we travel to visit. And
okay, but I just wanted to... You're from Alexandria, Egypt. You've been here how long?
We've been in California. We've been 5 years. My son... I was here 5 years. My son... was born in Alexandria, and we came to the United States.
But you said he was born in the United States.
He was born in the United States from the standpoint of going to school here, his first school here. And he is an American boy, you know. So for me, he is American, you know.
And but his place of birth was Egypt.
Place of birth, technically Egypt, but we don't... We want him to be American boy. We say the boy is born in America.
But when you provide a birth certificate or something...
You know, this is a part of the problem that I had a discussion of this with some friends of mine to say, when I said my son Todd is born in America, and they said, no, he's born in Egypt. And I said to them, you know, I said, well, it doesn't matter to me, or it should not matter to you. To me, my son was born in America. And they won't let it go, you know. They're talking and talking and talking, you know.
Well, it may be a very fine point to you, but it's a significant point to a lot of Americans because we even have it.
I know it's significant, but I think it's what's the word? They're obsessed about it, you know.
Well, the point that I wanted to make was, it's very important to Americans' place of birth. Our Constitution, in fact, delineates very clearly that there should be... you must be born in America to be president of the United States, for instance. So...
that may be, you know, in the Constitution.
So, but I'm saying it is very, very important. But before... I don't want to get sidetracked on that, okay?
No, not to get sidetracked, but for this purpose of this conversation, you know, to say that my son was born in America...
How old is your son?
My son is 8.
And he's been here for 5 years?
Yes, he's been here 5 years. But when he is, let me say, when he is 30.
So he's been here 5 years, but you say he's fully Americanized.
When he turns 30, if he turns 30, he's going to, who is going to know? You know, there's 3 years in Egypt, you know.
All right. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Mr. Finine, was this Arizona law. Much of it was, struck down. One of the provisions that is still very much alive is the right of a police officer to ask individuals that he suspects as being here illegally or he suspects of being immigrants, asking them for their legal asking them for the proof of their legal status. And
yes, this was terrible to see this. This was a last straw for me, you know.
When we talked to you about that, you found that to be the most offensive.
Yeah, it's absolutely. They strike down this different things of this law, you know. But this is the last insult, you know, to say to me, I come to this country, you know, I want to see how America is going to treat me, you know. And I call my son American, you know, even though, as you say, he's born in Egypt, you know. And so then they said to me, you have to show the policeman, you know.
But everybody is subject to that.
No, everybody's not subject to this. Mr. Andy, I would ask you with all honesty and candor, are you going to be asked the police in Arizona, are you from America, you know? Are you going to be asked this?
I don't know.
Please, don't lie. Like these bastards do.
No, I'm not lying, sir. I'm just said I don't know. But if I'm to look at it honestly, I would probably say no.
You would probably say no. I can tell you for certain you will never be asked if you are illegal. But I can tell you for certain that I will be asked. And my son says to me, my son, who I said to people, this is my son. And he is my son, you know, I love him. And I said to people that I want my son to be called American. Even though he was born in Egypt, I said, make this boy, he's American. And my son said to me, Daddy, why would you want this when America treats you like this kind of criminal, you know? And
Do you feel that it's criminalizing you that way?
Yes.
Do you feel it humiliates you in front of your son?
This is what my son said to me. Is it what the my son is here? And yes, he says it makes you look. He said to me, it makes you look, Daddy, like you are nothing more than a terrorist. And I've never been a terrorist ever in my life. I would never think to do such things. Just because I come from Egypt is not to make me a terrorist.
Absolutely, sir.
And yet that's how they want to treat me. And I said to my son, you know, I want you to be America. He said, Daddy, why do I want to be America when they look at you, the policeman, as if you're nothing more than the filth of the dead, you know, the filth, you know?
Well, you know, the police officer asking you for the proof of your...
No. Because, you see, he's not going to ask you.
He's not going to ask me. I don't know. Can we just discuss this for a second here?
But you know he won't ask you.
Just hold on for a minute. I don't really know, man. I honestly don't know what a cop is going to look for. I have to believe, just being a novice and being a citizen and not a cop, I got to believe, well, I mean, I guess the first thing he's going to look at is, yes, what ethnicity I appear to be.
Yeah, exactly, right there. I don't want to know. My son told us, you know, you don't look like a Mexican, do you? Because we saw your picture and he's saying that they're rhetorical, you know?
No, your son is absolutely right. I'm a very, very... Anglo-looking guy.
Yes, and so this is what I mean. And yet I am going to be humiliated in front of my family, and I'm going to be humiliated in front of my son, who I wanted to be American. And he says, Daddy, why would they do this to you? As I drive down the road, and the Arizona police are going to pull my car over to say, you look like a brown man, you know, you look like terrorist. Tell me what is your... what is your citizen or your legal status, you know?
And what do you carry with you? Your green card?
Yes, I carry my the passport with a work permit, a visa, and I have to show this because I'm look like a terrorist.
It's not terrorism, though. You know.
Yeah, well, what do you call it?
It's just the illegality of being in the country.
Well, hold on, Phil. My son said, "What book are you reading? What does it mean?" My son says, "What book are you getting that from?"
What? What does that mean?
My son, he wants to know what you said. Yeah, he says, "What comic book do you read?"
I'm not reading a comic. Tell your son I'm not reading any comic books. What I'm trying to figure out with you, sir, is what exactly is the criteria here, okay?
I told you the criteria is that because I look like a terrorist, they're going to humiliate me in front of my son.
Well, I don't think that's it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And I think it's different. It has to do with simple the legal status of individuals in this country. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Now, this is an interesting question because I don't know what the police officers will be told when you go out there, and what they have been told, because it has been a part of the law for some time now. It was one part of the law that was not struck down by the Supreme Court. You guys go out there and you do your thing as cops, you know, protect and serve. What about the whole thing of checking on legal resident status, citizenship? Well, if they look like they're illegals, I don't know. 877-876-7445. More with Raj Fanin in a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil and the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We're online at philhendryshow.com. We're talking to Raj Fanin along with his son Todd as we are discussing the recent Supreme Court ruling on immigration and how it affects various people living in this country as immigrants. Well, last night we talked to, I don't know if you heard the show last night, Raj.
I know that you spoke with this Irishman, right?
He was an Irishman, and he was a legal resident. He was a citizen. But he did say that illegal immigrants should not be stopped or hassled because he felt that immigration was really, the whole country. I mean, it was what this country was about.
Yeah, I will say that that's a point of view that, that this man is going to have about the illegal immigrant. But that's a man who's Irish. You know, he's not going to be stopped by a police who looked at and said to him, "You look like some kind of terrorist." And what man wants to be stopped, by a police? They got my son with me, Todd, who says he's an American boy,
Even though he's born in Egypt. But I understand that.
Well, what difference does it make,
I understand that, sir.
What difference does it make? You say he's born in Egypt. America should be glad to have a boy like this, And yet that boy looks at me to say, why is my father being treated like he has a Osama bin Laden? And I said to him, because they don't trust the Egyptian people, maybe, I don't know, But I can tell you, this is very bad. This is very bad. To ask me, are you prove to me you citizen?
All right, 877-876.
You know what I'm saying, Phil?
No, I know what you're saying. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to this gentleman here who's a truck driver. What's your first name, sir?
Hello?
Sir? Yeah, what is your Dennis. First name? It's Dennis. Go ahead, Dennis. You're a truck driver, right?
Yeah, I live in Santone, but I go across the border in Laredo and Eagle Pass and all that. And every time I come back to Santone, I have to they ask me, are you a citizen of the United States? I say yes. And down here in Texas, everybody that comes across the border or goes, you know, comes back across the border
they
has
that.
To
they
you
always
know,
do
tell
that.
Them I'm a citizen.
They always,
if you're not, with any show in the papers that you're what you are.
No. Every time you go across the border, they ask if you're a citizen. But they don't ask for no paper.
If you got a green card and you're coming across to work in Texas from Mexico or whatever, you have to show them your green card or whatever you show them if you cross the border in the Border Patrol.
What do you show? If you come over the border, I know for a fact that people come over the border, they don't have to show no paper, you know. They're American
Well, we might be talking about two different things, like working and tourism.
No, they some people they don't ask. Like, what do they ask you for, sir?
They ask me if I'm a United States citizen. But I got a father-in-law that lives in San Diego, California.
But do they ask you for a paper?
And he has to show that
they don't ask you for no paper, huh?
No, because I'm a citizen. I'm a United States citizen. So I don't have to show them no paper because I don't have a paper. But you, if you come across...
How do they know you? How do they know you're not lying?
Your green card or whatever, and then you show them, yes.
Yeah.
But your son, and if you tell him, no, he's a citizen.
My son wants to know from
Egypt. That's not right.
My son wants to know why you don't have to show no paper. Is it racism? That's what my son wants to know.
I'm 65 years old. I was born here.
Yeah.
Y'all came from Egypt over here.
But how do they know?
You got some green card,
how do they know?
But your son is born in Egypt.
But he's American. He's American.
No, he's not.
My son.
From Egypt.
No, he isn't. He was born in Egypt.
No, but so? So what is
that
he
makes him Egypt.
No, it's not Egypt because of he lives in America and plays America. In other words, this is American boy. You know what I mean?
Take it this way. In Laredo, I lived there for 16 years, and all the Spanish people come over to our schools, but they go back every day to Mexico. That's not right. We're paying for them, and they're not illegals.
It's not right for them to go back? What do you mean?
No, it's not right for them to come and go to the school.
But, sir, if you don't mind, how do they know you're not lying? If you say, I'm an American citizen, right? And how do they know you're not lying? You could lie. You could be lying.
Somebody would lie, but they could tell. But, I mean, they've done it so long that they're... You know, 50 smart years
how they know.
Or 20
you know
years
how they know because
with the Border Patrol, and they know by telling you the way you, if you act nervous or your facial, if you're not looking at them when you tell them you're in the United States, they know when you're lying and when you're not lying.
Yes, you know how they know? The biggest part of that is if your face is brown as opposed to looking European. That's the point you're not saying. You're not saying that.
I'm dark. Put it that way.
My son wants to know what part of... My son says you must look... what did you say, Todd?
He's on the
He said bleached out.
What do you mean bleached out?
Like a white man.
No.
Well, whatever.
I can see my picture of me. I'm darker than some
Are you Mexican?
People.
Are you Mexican? See, that's what I'm trying to say, and that's what Todd,
part white, part black.
I'm trying to get my son to understand, you know, that America, he says, well, Daddy, how come they let this Mexican, you're not Mexican, but my son thinks that you look like a Mexican, but you don't have to show no paper, but I have to show paper, and I'm not Mexican.
Yeah,
what?
I know some... Spanish people that have got blue eyes, blonde hair, blue eyes, and they still have to show their papers when they come across.
The Mexicans do.
No, he's talking about blue-eyed. This is very weird because we're talking about border stuff, and what we really ought to be talking about is the actual state law, driving around state law. But anyway, I thank you very much, Dennis, for your call.
Okay, bye.
Safe travels out there. I got to take a break, sir. 877-876-7445. More of your phone calls coming up with Raj Fadin and his son, Todd. Always a treat. Here on the real, on the world famous, I should say, and the real famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, Victoria.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to talk this half hour. We have Raj Fadin on with us. We've been discussing the Arizona immigration law. I know that you're driving with your family right now, Raj. Are you coming back from California?
No, I'm coming back from Tucson.
All right, Arizona. Okay. Now, one of the things that that you brought up and there's been some reaction is the fact that your son was born in Egypt.
Yes, but he's American, you know.
Like I said, Americans, it kind of rubs Americans the wrong way a little bit.
Look, I want to say, sometimes my language, my son says that these people must get with it because, look, you know, my son was on this game network, you know, he's on a G4, the game network, and he beat these boys... I forget what this is. A Medal of Honor, you know. Okay, so he plays good video game. But my son also speaks two languages, English and Arabic.
Well, your son speaks nothing but Arabic to you. I haven't heard him speak English at all.
That's correct. He's not going to speak English unless he has to. This is because he has a very difficult time trusting this culture, given it the way that we are treated, you know, and to everybody saying that maybe I'm a terrorist, maybe I'm here illegal, and this and that, you know.
All right, but the question was, why do you keep calling your son an American when your son is clearly born in Egypt? Don't make a comment yet on that. I want to get to a phone call. We have Victoria on the line. Hello, Victoria. And Victoria,
hello.
My understanding is you're also a Native American?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Native American.
Okay.
What does that mean?
What it means is...
The first thing first is if you want to call your children, Americans, they need to learn the American language. Be born in America is called American.
Yes, but also, if you are, if you're sort of, let me put it this way. America is a country that you get born, but you also have to figure the country out. And my son Todd is a very smart boy. He's figured a lot of stuff out, you know, about music, you know, games. And
I guess if you want to, you have to be, to come to America, you have to be civilized and at least act like Americans. And because us Americans have to watch out for people, terrorists that have bombed us. And we got to watch out for anything and everything that comes out of the country of America. Other country, we have to watch out. The policemen that do go out there and put their lives, out for us, all the military and whatnot, they do it for a reason, just to keep pushing.
Well, I know. But you see...
And they're the ones putting themselves on the line.
But my son already is very much American,
American. And if you want to be an American, then, I'm sorry that you feel that they're, showing you in a different way that they don't, they're kind of what,
My son wanted to ask you. My son wanted to ask you, why are you
talking
sticking up for America?
Arabic, whatever, but he can't talk to me in English, which I don't understand what he's saying.
No, he just wanted to know why, as an America, as an Indian, you don't speak up for me and for Todd. Why do you speak up for America?
because
well, that's an interesting question.
Yes, but the Americans
were born here.
What did your son say?
What did you say, Todd? Remember Wounded Knee is what he say.
Well, that's a pretty cheap shot, isn't it?
What?
Native Americans love being America. They're the first ones here. And all Americans, we're all America. And here in America, this is where we live. And, you know, everybody from other countries are trying to come in, but you don't have, you know.
You know something? You will always have. As American Indians, you will always have Custer, and you know what you do,
Custer has nothing to do with it now. See, I live as a Native American, and I live in America for living just like every other American, and that has nothing to do with anything now.
My son, I'm sorry. My son interrupted. Don't interrupt us. He wanted to know what Indian
I can speak
Indian.
Too, but the most important one is English because I live in America.
Are you a code talker?
All right, let's knock it off with code talker. He wants to know if you're a code talker.
No, the family that was never a code talker, but we also helped Americans, and which I am American. We helped each other when we needed it.
Code talkers were Marines. They were American Indians who were Marines, and they spoke a certain language that the Japanese could not interpret, and they used that language in communications in World War II.
The reason why that was done was because we wanted to do it. We did it.
Yes,
for a reason, to
absolutely. Yeah, there was not. There was no coercion.
Why would you do you? So you messed up the mind of the Japanese man. To help the white man. I don't get it.
What do you mean he messed up the mind?
When you're talking code talk, like...
What you're trying to be racist now. See?
No, but I just know that the white man, what's his name, Custer, and the next thing you know, after Custer, you're messing up the brown man to help the white man.
What is this messing up the brown man?
But I'm not
the Japanese.
But I'm not brown, see? I might be...
No, not you.
I'm skinned,
but you are,
but I'm not brown.
Over.
I don't see myself as brown.
But you jacked around your brethren because you know American Indian come from Asia. And so at one time, American Indian was like, Japanese. And
Boy, you're doing some real twists and flips, man. What are you trying to say?
What I'm saying is they did the code talk to mess up the mind of like a Jap. Not a Jap. But
don't say that, okay? You know, you're talking more racist talk here, Raj, than anything else I've heard.
I'm not being racist.
Well, don't say Jap.
Well, that's what they did.
So what has this got to do with what we're talking about, man? We're talking about legal residents. Here's a lady who is an American Indian. She has very clearly said that she does believe that there should be some legal residence ascertained and that it makes sense. And that given the history of her own people, yes, there's been, nonetheless, we're Americans and the country needs to be protected.
It happens. Yeah, in our own kind. So, you know what? It's for a reason, to keep the American people safe.
Todd wants to know, how do you keep the winos off the reservation?
It's all how you.
Oh.
You want to come into America. It's all how you want to do that, you know, and... If you weren't born here, you want to move here, then it's all right. I mean, we don't have a problem with that.
Right. That's something to continue to explore. Thank you very much, Victoria, for your call. 877-876-7445. So you understand that, you know...
No. I don't understand when they...
Can I finish?
No, but let me say, because my son, you know... I love my son, and he said to me that...
Can you please speak English here?
I'm sorry. What? Yeah? Todd said that, you see, American Indian, when they become a code talker, so they went to Marines, like you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now they are a Marine, and they are World War II, and they are code talk. But think about it. They were code talking to mess up the mind of like another Indian only, you know, only smaller. So
what do you mean another Indian only small? Japanese?
Yes. So
what is this thing about another Indian? So you are really, I'll tell you, you're focusing in on race. You're focusing in on ethnicity. You're saying the American Indian had more or should have had more loyalty to the Japanese than they had to the Anglo-dominated American society. Is that it?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Bill. Yeah, Todd said bravo. Exactly. And so
in other words, there is no national cohesion in your mind. There's no national allegiance. There is cultural, ethnic, language allegiance.
Yes, that to me, it is this thing, you know.
Well, that's not what America's about. America's different. America's different from a lot of countries that way. We are a country about laws, and we're a country about a society put together on the basis of our law. And it was rooted in individual freedom. It was rooted in representative government. It was rooted in a kind of structured society where we could have freedom and at the same time have security. So America is a country about laws. America is not a country about languages and tribal rituals and things like that.
Boy, oh boy, listen to you. Yeah, Todd wants to know if you're going to be in the Distinguished Speaker Series so he can get his ticket.
I know. You know what? Your son is a real smartass, if you don't mind.
I feel I'm sorry, but, you know, I think my son's bringing... I think he brought up...
What is the Distinguished Speaker Series?
He's being a little bit of a smart ass there, but when you lay it out like that, you know, you forget that that may be how you see things, but that's not how life is. And I'm driving along, and you say this is a country of laws, okay, fine. But then I'm stopped by the Arizona Police Department or whatever they're called to say to me, well, are you a citizen? And if I say to him, why are you stopping me? You know, he's going to say, well, because you look like, Omar Sharif or something. Yeah, yeah. You look like Lawrence of Arabia. And I said to him...
What cop said that to you? Will you tell your son to be quiet, please?
No. What cop said that to me?
Yes.
No cop yet, but I'm saying...
No cop yet. So what you're doing is you're projecting and getting crazy.
Well, you know, let's not get into this psychobabble, okay?
What psychobabble?
Projecting. Like, you know... Okay, Dr. Joy Brown.
You know, I got to tell you something. If I was sitting there with that kid of yours, I'd smack him.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, Todd? You hit my son? You know, in my culture, if you were to strike my son, I would show you the bottom of my shoe. And do you know what that means?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. I know you think you do, but you don't.
Okay, what does it mean?
It means F you. And I'm whispering to be a...
Yeah, that's what I thought it meant.
It's like giving someone the finger. You know the finger, Todd? The finger, like the middle finger. Now you're bugged. You're starting to bug me too, Todd.
All right, you know, if you don't shut that kid up, something's going to happen, and it won't be good.
Well, get a load of you with all...
877-876-7445. We're talking about immigration, and in this most recent exchange with Raj Fanin and his son, Todd, the question is this. Because Todd was born in Egypt... and lived there for the first 3 years of his life, but came here as a three-year-old. Is he American or is he Egyptian? And it is Mr. Fanin's opinion and the opinion of his family members that Todd is very much an American child. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. With me is Raj Fanin and his son Todd. Mr. Fanin is a legal resident here in the United States in the Los Angeles area. His son, born in Egypt, raised here in the United States for the past 5 years. Your son is 8, correct?
Yes, and Phil, I wanted to...
Hold on for just a minute. I just want to make sure. Your son is 8 years old?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Okay. You say he's an American?
Yes, He's very much American. And
yet, so you don't recognize the difference here between where you're born and where you aren't born?
I mean, yes, in certain countries, yes, like Egypt or countries of the Middle East, because we are trying, we are fighting for self-determination, you know, and to fight for a national identity, you know.
And you don't think America is fighting for that?
No, America, what do you mean? America, everyone knows that in America you have, you know, all kinds of people. No, you know.
So you just think you're going to call your son an American even though he's born in Egypt? He's here. He has kind of, have you attempted to make him a citizen?
Well, my son can become a citizen because he came here.
No, he cannot, sir. No.
Yes, he can.
No, he cannot. He can become a citizen by virtue of his parents' citizenship, if I understand it correctly. You know, but you're not an American citizen.
No, you don't understand.
No, I don't think you understand.
Let me ask my son.
He's an 8-year-old boy, sir. Why do you got to keep asking him questions?
Because he knows. Get to the balloon. Okay, he was angry. He said something that I don't want to repeat, to be honest with you. And
angry with who, me?
Yes, sir. No, Todd. I'm sorry. I apologize to you for this.
Well, you know what, sir? If he's saying something rude to me, the more I hear from this kid of yours, excuse me,
But he's my son, sir.
I understand he's your son, but the more I hear from him with his mouth and his wisecracks and the fact that he's an American kid but he won't speak English, the fact that he's, he wants to be an American kid but all he can do is put the country down, it's very, very strange. Let me go to a phone call here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and it's Sebastian. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, first of all,
yes, sir.
I just have to say that Raj and his son are completely indicative of their people and the kind of people that come over here and view the United States as a game. You know, how can I use the system to benefit me? They never assimilate. And God, I really wish they would just leave, you know, and go somewhere where they are happy. But secondly, what I wanted to call
like
about
America.
Originally, what I wanted
I like
to call
America.
About originally... no, you don't. You view it
yes,
as an
I do.
Opportunity to exploit. No, you don't.
It's a very
I
good
know,
point
I know
the
that.
Gentleman's making. That
now,
in America, we want people to assimilate. Maybe in Europe, they let people sit in their own neighborhoods, and it becomes a very strange situation in Europe. Look at Britain. But in our country, sooner or later, you can't help but assimilate.
I want to be... my son is American.
He doesn't even speak English. Anyway, I'm taking up your time, Sebastian. Go ahead.
No. I guess the point I wanted to make, though, is just as important as illegal immigration, I think we really need to have a conversation about the automatic birthright citizenship, because it invites all kinds of other problems. It invites, and not just South Americans or Central Americans, but there are a lot of Europeans, a lot of Asians that come over here specifically to give birth. So, I don't like the term anchor baby because I think it's, unnecessarily inflammatory. But essentially, they come over here, then they have a U.S. citizen, and then they can piggyback off that citizen to gain their own citizenship. And again, those people aren't the kind of people that are going to assimilate to our culture either. So, I feel like our culture becomes continually diluted by people that just want to exploit the system but not really become an American.
I don't know this man, what he said, because my son Todd was, he's American.
No, he's not.
Okay, well,
no, he's not, Raj.
You just said...
And the way that your son is talking to Phil is a reflection on you as his parent, frankly. You know, which is to say you're a bad
But my
parent.
Son is outraged. My son's outraged.
Like
He's
I really
outraged.
Care. Like I really care, you know.
Well, if your children saw their daddy pulled over in a car to say, you are American, you don't look like one, that would outrage your children, you know. And so Todd was not born in America, you say? Then why would you be angry for him? You say you're angry for the babies that are born here.
You bring your son over here. I mean, you put him in public school.
Yeah, but just make up your mind.
How can I use the system is what your thought was. Can I bring him over here? Can I get the free education? Can I get the bus rides? Can I get the lunch money? You know, you're here to use the system. It's frankly disgusting.
Well, sir, I'm no more disgusting than a policeman who says to me, let me see your papers because you look like, some kind of a Negro, you know. And
what are you talking about?
Yeah, Raj, as you've already admitted, Raj, that's never happened to you. So what are you talking about?
Well, it's not yet. But after being on this show tonight, I can guarantee you the police...
Oh, come on. You know, that's exactly what this man was saying. Game in the system, try to work the system.
My son says to this gentleman, flush out your headgear.
Whatever. Flush out your... Maybe if your son talked in English, that would understand him. But
exactly,
is, I don't
yeah.
care. You know?
Through the translation,
I really
loses
care.
Something.
You don't know what flush out your headgear means.
No, he doesn't. Thank you very much, sir, for your call.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. 877-876. Phil will be back. With more news, Vernon Dozier talking about the state of education, politics, lots of things. Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy next here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, God, man.